We're looking for cases where on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where even though halachically the halacha, the din, doesn't have a logical basis, the rabbanan made a maila by truma or by kachin. That's how we can understand how if you take truma tmeya and you plant it, it remains truma tmeya lagavi the kohen. It's not metame other things, and remains truma. How could all those contradictory things be? Because the chachamim made a maila by truma. So where do we find a similar thing? Omar Rava Afanano Mitanina. Another place where you find this, it says the Nosanul of Maim Chaim Okeli. By Paraduma, so you put Maim Chaim. Maim Chaim is spring water. So you put spring water in a kli. Shetehei chiyusan b'chli. In other words, you can't draw the water and then put it into the kli, but you have to put it in the kli into the spring, and the water has to go into the kli when it's still maim chayim. Shetehei chiyusan b'chli v'nasa. Al metlushin inu. But it says v'nasa. V'nasa maim chayim means that they're separated water. You put Mayim Chaim into a kli. So when they're in the kli, they're not Mayim Chaim. You put them in, they're not Mayim Chaim. V'hon l'chiborim ninu, l'maisha d'older mechobar. El ha-mayla, ha-chanami mayla, meaning the following. Even though they're connected to the ground, they're in the spring, they're not considered what you call connected, they're considered not connected. We'll see what that means. Rashi, ha-fananam itanina, to'avud rabonim mayla b'kachim, v'afil v'kushis b'ah. Here by the spring water that's being used for what's it called, for Paraduma, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it's just that you designated it for the Mechatas, for Paraduma. And still, the Rabbana made a Maila. Shetehei chiyusa b'kli, but also kli asmo, shu mekadish bo Mechatas, ba'aforan, tzorech l'malosa min amayim. The same kli that you're going to put the afer in has to be the kli that you filled up the water in the spring. You put the kli into the spring, fill the water. Can't fill up with another kli and pour it into this kli. Below your malin, the kli acher, the yaharin, the tochse. The kosa, the nosan, the mash miklushin. But it says the nosan, maim chayim. Mashmi, you took the water, picked it up, and put it in. Right? The mutula malosa, the kli acher, behind the tochse. It's mashma that you put the water that had been in the spring in this kli. So it's stira, and lamaila bi alma umit rabbanan. Shetehei chiyusin bikli, v'asmechua rabbanan akra. Right? The rabbanan said that the rabbanan made a mile, meaning really mikra din, it doesn't have to be filled up from the spring. You could really fill it up from another kli and pour it in. The rabbanan made a mile bi paraduma, that you have to put the kli into the water itself, and that's the kli you have to put the apron in. Hachanami maila bi'almahu. De'ein zriya l'truma. V'asurim milecho. Here's also a maila. That zriya doesn't help to be matayer the truma and make it truma tahora or even tevel again. It remains truma midrabanan and it also remains tamei. Omer Avshimi, and it's the same thing. No, there's no halachic backing for this. It's a mile that the Rabbanan made in Paraduma that you have to put the kli into the spring. Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, Afanan Mami Tanina. Tovah v'ala, ochel b'maiser. A person, what's it called? Is a balkeri. He goes to the mikveh. As soon as he comes out, he can eat maiser. Maiser doesn't need Harib Shemesh. Harib Shimsho, the sun set on the day that he went to the mikveh, ochel b'truma. Then he's allowed to eat truma. Bitruma in, the kachim lo. He's still, though, not allowed to eat kachim. Right? But it says he's tor. After the Harav Shemesh, he's tor. What does he have to do? Next day, talking about a zav or a zava or a yoledes, right? They have a certain time that they're tame, and then they have to bring a korban after that time. So, until they bring the korban, they can't eat kachim. Truma in the kachim lo, amai taru, the Torah said he's tar. Ela maila, achanami maila, the Rabbanan made a maila, that even though a person went to the mikveh, he had harif shemesh, Till the next day when he brings his carbonos, he can't eat carbonos. Can't eat kachu. So here you see also a maila. Rashi hachanami maila be'almahu. Banuisa. Tanina the other rabban and maila the kachim. Afilu midaraisa. So this Rashi is obviously difficult. Right? Avud rabban and maila the kachim. Afilu midaraisa. We mean afilu midaraisa. It's midaraisa, but it's not the rabban. So some say that the word rabbanan is a toast. It should say to avud rachmanan maila bekotchim afilu midaraisa. There's such a thing as a maila bekotchim even minatora. And others hold that it's taka din rabbanan, but the rabbanan made this maila ke'ein dioraisa. So I have over here that. Right? Peshua says that it means that if we wouldn't find in the Torah such a chiluk, such a precedent, that there could be something that Mi'ikra Din doesn't seem to make sense, but still the halakha is like that, then the Rabbana wouldn't have been able to make. So the Rabbana can only make something that has some kind of deraisa that's similar to it. There's no deraisa similar to it. The Rabbana didn't make such a thing. And what's the similarity? Because here, by a mechusar kippurim, they talk min haTorah can't eat a kachim. It's not a drabbanan dikadin. But since we see that the Torah made such a thing, person's tar, why can't he eat kachim? And yet the Torah said no. Right, I'm going to make a special maila by kachim that even a person is tar legamri. But if he didn't bring his carbonos, he's going to be considered tomei legabe kachim. So you find such a gather in the Torah of what's it called? Of a maila. The rabbanan also made milas, even though maker adin, they don't seem to make sense. That's the partial pshat over here. So that's all Bnei Yeshua learns. The Chedushi Arim says, we're trying to bring a raya here to what's it called? To Hashaka, to the previous case, right? That the case before, where you made your mechaber the water to the mikveh, but it doesn't help by kachim. Hashaka doesn't help by kachim to make the water tar. You made it kodesh, and then your mashik it doesn't help. So Sharin says, what's the svara of why? What's it called? You need harav shemesh because tuma. Even though Tuma has its Gedarim, but it also depends on time. So when you're in that time zone that you are Tamei, the Tuma still has some connection. When you connect yourself into a new time zone, then you become Tar. So when the day passes, you have a new day, you're connected into a new time zone, that makes you Tar completely. So you see, Hashaka, it's like connecting yourself into a new Zman, helps, but not for Kachim. So too, connecting the water into the mikveh water, bring it back to its shoresh, doesn't help for kachim. Similar kind of idea. But the basic idea that Pnei Yeshua therefore says is, we're trying to find a similarity, a precedent in the Torah, where the Torah said something that on the surface doesn't seem to hold halachically, yet, special maila, the Rabbanan then can make such mailas also. So over here, a person's tahor completely, went to the mikveh, harav shemesh, still can't eat kachim. Similarly, you can have things where the thing could be tor legamrei, and so the rabbanan said, klapi certain things, it still remains tamei. Rav Ashi Omar, afanan nami tanino. Show you another rabbanan case, or could be here, it's also doraisa, where there's a maila. V'habos or l'rabos or so eitzim v'lavona. It says that, from we learn from the extra word, v'habos or, that even Eitzim and Levona of the Kabbal Tuma by Kachim. Chibas HaKodesh Metamosa. Where it says Eitzim and Levona, but they're not Macholim. Eitzim you can't eat, Levona you can't eat. So they shouldn't be Makabal Tuma Sochlin. Maila Hakinami Maila. The Torah made a Maila. According to some, it's a Torah Halacha. Then you have to say like the Pnei Yeshua. And according to others, the fact that Eitzim and Levona can Makabal Tuma is what's called only the Rabbanan. It's Machlokas, we had it before. So Machlokas, we've shown them whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanan. And therefore, you see the Rabbanan made a Maila. Or that the Torah made a Maila. Okay. Rashi at Muye Vahabasar Kol Tor. Did we learn this before? No. Because you know, in Tuma, Devas Kaporahi, if it's Tuma, then you have to bring a korban. To go Zod, Zod, the Oledes, then she can't eat Kodshim till the next day. The Habasar called Tor Yochal, Vodya Seil, the Rabbi Zaytim Lavodish, for Kodish Matuma. The Koy Adelael, the Habasar, Shehiga Bechol Tome, Lo Yeochel, the Habasar includes even Eitzim Lavona. At Muyenin Ubitmiya, it's possible for Eitzim and what's it called, a Lavona to become Tome. I love Ochel Ninu. Only an Ochel can become Tame. Tumas Ochel or Caleb. They're not Ochel, they're not Caleb. So how do they become Tame? Okay. Elu Dvarim She'adam Yotzei Bohen Yidei Chavasa Pesach. These are the kinds of tvua, kinds of grain that a person can use to be Yotzei the Chov of Matzah the first night. The Chitim, wheat, besaorim, with barley, kusmin, is what's it called, spelt. Okay, but then we'll see what exactly they are, because machlokas over here. Shifon is rye, or shibala shul is rye, which is oats. Oats, shibala shul is oats. So we have, those are the English words. The Hebrew, with what Rashi brings down in French, this, what's it called? Loazi Rashi is absurd. Is what he, there was, I'll show you one second. The Yotzin, okay, let's see Rashi till here. Eilu Dvarim Shonim Yotzin Ben Dirichov also, Mishim Chobis Matzah Belay the Rishona. Shehu Mechayiv Lechol, Mechuyiv Lechol Matzah. The only time you have to eat matzah is the first night. You can see the air of Toklo Matzahs. The rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. You want to eat something that's made of grain, you have to eat matzah. Shibolish shul, Rashi says, is a vayna. Shibolish la'osik is on a shul. It looks like a fox's tail. That's how the grain grows. So look at the lo'azi Rashi, right? What's a vayna? Right? We have the Gemara says that shibolish shul is a vayna. Rashi says a vayna. So I want to know what the French word is. A vayna, pira shibolish shul. Okay. Shifon is shigla. So now I'm looking in the Loazi Rashi. What's shigla? Shifon. In any case, I don't know what the tachlis of this roundabout. You should have explained the French word with other words in Hebrew, that whatever it meant in French, not that it meant what the Gemara says.
I think the idea is that it's the modern Hebrew usage of oats,
as you both
saw, so they're translating into modern
Hebrew. Yeah, I don't know. There must be another word, as like the Gemara word, then what do I need Rashi to tell me? Okay.
I hear.
Could be. Okay. Okay. The Yotzin Bidmai, your Yotzin, the Gemara will explain why all of these things, even though you're not allowed to eat Demai, Rashi Demai, Tvua HaNukechas Me'am Horetz. You bought tvor from an Amoritz, the Hinikris Demai. Because we don't know why, what it is. Is it Moser or not? The Amoritz says he took up Meisim. And really, Mekar Adin, you can believe him, because Rov Amei Amoritz take up Meisim. But the Rabbanan, the Sotik Isra, Sotik Lo Isra. The Chibu Chachonim Lahatrish Meisim, Osel Misotik. Even though the Amoritz says he took up Meisim, and Rov Amei Amoritz do take up Meisim, so in Atoritz Mutter, the Rabbanan were mechayiv to take off Meisr again misafek. The Imachol Matzah mimenu v'lo hifrish Meisr v'neni yotza. And even though it's usher to eat, if you ate this and didn't take off Meisr, you yotze. The Gemara discussed why you yotze the Meisr mitzvah of Avera. You're over an Avera when you eat it. The Meisr Rishon shenikla truma. So Meisr Rishon, where the truma was taken from what's it called? From the Meisr, mashma, that only it's Meisr Rishon, and the Truma had been taken, but something else wasn't taken. We'll see, the Gemara is going to explain what it is. Rashi, Meisr Rishon, Shalavim, Shenitka Truma, so Truma's Meisr the Kohen. Truma's Meisr was given to the Kohen, Mikan Ve'elech, HaMeisr Mutal Lezorim. Maisha Sheni the Hektish and Yiftu. If you redeemed Maisha Sheni or Hektish, then you can, what's it called? The Maisha Sheni now becomes Chulin, and the Hektish becomes Chulin. You can be Yotzei Matzah with that which you were poda. Va Kohanim b'chala v'truma avalo b'tevel. Kohanim can be Yotzei with chala, because they're allowed to eat chala, or truma, matzah they made out of truma. But not matzah they made out of tevel, because even a Kohen can't eat tevel. Veloba Maiser Rishon shalom yitgol trumaso, and not Maiser Rishon where you didn't take off the trumas Maiser. Veloba Maiser Sheni the Hektish shalom yiftu, and not with Maiser Sheni or Hektish that weren't redeemed. And the Gemara explained what the Chiddush is. Why do you have to, what's the Chiddush? It's kept Yotze, it's not there to eat any of these things. Chalas HaToda, or a Kike Nazir, if you had chalas that were designated for a carbon toda, or a Kike that were designated for a carbon Nazir, Asam Yatsmo Yotze Bohen, if you made them for yourself, for your, you had a carbon toda, and you made chalas for the sake of the carbon toda, or a kikim for the sake of your carbon nazir, then you're not yotze with them. The Gemara explain why. Asan lim karbashuk, if you just made them to sell, in case a nazir needs for kikim, or a what's it called, a person needs chalas for his carbon toda, then you are yotze. Yotze boy. Rashi, over my solution, we said this already, v'chakohanim b'kalo v'truma, ava Yisrael b'truma lo. Israel can't be Yotzei Matzah with Truma, can be Yolif L'Kamon. The Gemara says the reason is, Lo Sokol Alav Chametz, Shivas Yomim Tokol Av Matzahs. Misha'enu Muzrach, Himutzu, Ela Mishu Chametz, Ata Yotzei Bo Yedei Chobas Matzah. Yotzei Zeh, She'osur Machmas Yisrachim. Right? And we'll discuss when we get to the Gemara, why you need this, why is that a mitzvah Bo Bavera? You're over in Isser when you eat this matzah. Right? Because it's Truma. Why didn't you pasuk to tell me only matzah, that you're only would only be over chametz with this concoction? If it be chametz, but anything that even if it would be chametz, you'd be over another issur, be another issur of truma, then you're not yotzei matzah. Veloba ma'isur sheni chutz Yerushalayim, and not with ma'isur sheni outside Yerushalayim, which is asur to eat. Asan la'atzma lechem lachmei toda v'nazir, if you made these lachmei toda for your korban toda, or for your carbon nazir, and yotzei bohen. Afilu lo shachar hazevach aleihen. Even if you only designated them for the carbon, and you didn't bring the carbon yet. Velo kara shem aleihen. And you didn't actually make them kodesh. Elo shasar l'daskein. When you made them for that purpose. The time before, and I want to explain the reason. Lim korbashuk, l'tzor chilach meitod and zirus. But if you made them not for yourself, you made them to sell for somebody who's going to want to need, going to need lachmei toda or a kikei nazir, ben yotzei bohen lo machar lahen. If you didn't sell them to the person yet, and he didn't designate them yet for his carbon, then they become like if you made them for your carbon. But if you didn't sell them yet, so they're just in that state of limbo, right, where they could be bought by a nazir or a person who needs a carbon toda, but you haven't sold them, the time before, and the Gemara explain why then you yotzei. Okay, Tana. Kusmin min chitin. Kusmin is a variety of wheat. In other words, in the wheat family. Rashi says, min chitin le'inyin truma. De'in tormin min asheno mino, the tormin chitin al kusmin. Rashi says, this is nogea to truma. That you can't be toring from one variety on another, but chitin and kusmin are the same variety. Tosfos says, not true. What's it called? The Brisa says, Beferish, that first of all, it's talking in the Vinyan Chala. And the Gabi Truma, it depends on what's Kilayim. And even though Kusmin is a variety of Chitim, it's a different variety. And it would be Kilayim, you couldn't plant them together. And anything you can't plant together, you can't take Truma one on the other. So what Rashi says, there are other Rishonim, all argue on him, say it's not true. You can't take Truma from Chitim and Kusmin, or vice versa. Because even though they're the same family, they're mamish not the same variety, Lagabi Kilayim or Lagabi Truma. Lagabi Chala, what's it called? There they are considered the same min, Lagabi Chala. Because Chala isn't chayiv when it's a grain. It's chayiv when it's dough. So since they're the same family, and the doughs are very similar to Mitzarevim. Masha'ein cane, something where the chiyuv is in the grain. The grains are different, they look different. So there's kilayim, therefore you can't take truma one of the other, but you could mitzarev them for challah. So Tosha says that this price is talking about challah. Kushmin is a kind of chitim, and if you make dough, what's it called, from kushmin, and dough from chitim, and you're mitzarev them together, they're mitzarev for the chiyuv of challah. On the other hand, Tosha brings down that Lagabi Chalit says all the five minimum mitzarev together. So he makes the following chilek. If you made a separate dough from chitim and a separate dough from kushmin, then it's mitzarev. And you put them together, they're mitzarev. But if you made a dough of chitim and a dough of sa'orin, even if you put them together, touch them together, so they're connected, not mitzarev. Masha'en cane, if you took flour of sa'orin and flour of chitim, and you made one big dough from the flowers together, then they're all mitzarev together. Okay. So that's shibala shuol v'shifo means sa'orin. Similarly, according to Rashi, l'gabi truma, shibala shuol and shifo are both in the family of sa'orin, and you could be, what's it called, toreim from shibala shuol and shifo and sa'orin, or vice versa. And according to Tosfos, if you made a dough of shibala shuol or shifo, then you can be mitzarev that dough with a dough made out of sa'orin, but not chitim. Where it says, kushmin is gulba. Okay? Shifon is dishra. Shibola shuol is shvile tala, which in Aramaic means shibola shuol. So I guess the Gemara did the same thing. But you're right, because in Aramaic they knew what that was, shvile tala. They didn't know the Hebrew, they knew the Aramaic. Okay, Rashi. Min chitim li truma dein tormi min ali yishen amino ve tormi chitim al kusmin. Dishra shikla. Gulve ispelita belaz. That's spelt. Shvile tala avayna. Tala targum shashua. Okay. Versus honey in. Or is the tochen lo. Only these minim. You can be both yotzi matzah. But not Orez V'dochen. We usually translate Orez V'dochen, but it's a machlokas we had already in Brochus. Whether Orez V'dochen, the way Rashi learns Orez V'dochen, Orez is rice, and Dochen is millet. Rice and millet. Others say Orez is not rice, it's millet. And Dochen is something else. Rice is Bechlau, not included in this. But Rashi at least learns, Orez is rice and Dochen is millet. So you can't use rice matzah or millet matzah, Menani millet. How do you know those aren't kosher for matzah? Amr Shim ben Lakish, the chain tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, the chain tana devei Elizabeth ben Yaakov, Omar Kra, lo sokol of chametz, shivas yomit tokol of matzahs, right? The Torah's makish chametz to matzah. Don't eat chametz, but rather eat matzah. Dvorim haboin v'dei chimutz, adam yotzivon y'dei chavos. Something that potentially, if you'd leave it, would become chametz, that's the thing, it could be yotzi matzah. Yotzu elu she'ein boin v'dei chimutz alo y'dei sirchut. These things, rice and millet, even if you mix them with water and leave them, they'll never become chametz. They'll get rotten. They'll spoil, but they won't become chametz. And therefore, you can't be yotzei matzah with them. Rashi, Dvarim haboim l'deichim utzori yotzei bohem mishu matzah, imasol matzah. Or is the dochen ein osin chametz, they never become chametz. Imachmitz and osa masrichim. And if you try to be machmitz them, they don't become a chametz, they become sarua, they're rotten. Mara says, masnisin tovok Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisin, the lok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Omer Orez min dogenu, the Chayoven al chimutz ekoris. Here it says only Orez. It's mashma that whatever Dochan is, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, is not dogan. But Orez is a min dogan, and you are chayiv, what's it called, koris And in Shemot, it doesn't only become Chametz Nuksha, it becomes real Chametz. The Tanya, and therefore you could be Yotzei Matzo with the two. And if the way we, when Rashi at least learns Orez, which is rice, Lachora, you can what's it called, be Yotzei with rice matzo. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser ba'Orez the Dochen, that they should call of Lahachmetz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Asers, this price says Oriz and Dochen. Okay? But the first price said Oriz, and some say that it's a machlokis in Rav Nochem and Nuri, what he held. Only by Oriz or by Oriz and Dochen. Because it's Korov Lahachmitz, Iboyelu. She Korov Lahachmitz, the Kodimu Machmitz. It gets Chametz even faster. You don't need 18 minutes. It becomes faster when you mix it with water than regular grain. Until the Korov Lahachmitz have Chametz cover low. Korov Lahachmitz doesn't mean it becomes Chametz faster. It means it almost becomes Chametz. Tashma, the Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oriz min Dogenu, the Chayoven al Chimutze Koris, the Adam Yotze bo Yidei Chovos Otesa, the Chayin Hoy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, okay, so in any case, you see from the other Brysa, even if it's a Brysa that says only Oriz, but Lamaisa, it says that Oriz is Chayiv Koris. So you have to learn by the other Brysa that includes Dochan, that Korov, Lachimutz, means it becomes Chametz faster, but it becomes real Chametz. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, Karmis chayeves b'chala. Karmis is chayev b'chala, Mai karamis, omer Abaya, shitznisa. Mai shitznisa, omer Aposa, shitznisa de mishtacho beini kalnisa. Okay, we'll see what second one it is. So too Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri added other meaning, legabe chala, that are considered part of the Chamesha Saminim, even though the Rabbanan hold no. It's only these five meaning themselves, nothing else. No other grain is Chayim and Chala, or Chayim and Matar, or Yotzei Matzah, or Chayim and Chametz. Rashi. Osher ba'oriz v'dochen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds oriz v'dochen, are mamish minei dogan, and they can become Chametz. Lechol hinenu tavshul Pesach. You're not allowed to eat a tavshul made with oriz v'dochen on Pesach that you let become chametz. Yesh b'farshim menachos. And some say that he asks it for using it for menachos. Mishum b'chol menachos bo'os matzah. Because menachos have to be matzah, and this is what you call not matzah. B'shibushu. De'ein mincha bo'ah. In other words, and this is chametz. If you let it rise, then oriz and dochen you can't use for menachos. He says that's impossible to understand. De'ein mincha bo'ah l'chitin. Mincha doesn't come from the Chameshis meaning. It comes from Chitim. The Solas Chitim Tassosom. Chutz Mincha Sa'omer, She'en Aboel Sa'orim, the Chain Mincha Sota. There's only two Menachas that you can make from barley, not wheat. And that's a Mincha Sa'omer and Mincha Sota. Upshita, the Dochan, Horus. Lo Chitim. Hello. For sure, Dochan and Horus are not Chitim. They may be grains. They may be considered something to become chametz. And they may be considered like chameshes aminim, but they're definitely not chitim. Uman polig aleid Rabbi Yochanan b'ho mimatim. So what do I need Rabbi Yochanan b'ho to say? You can't make menachos from the oriz and dochen. If you let it be machos. You can't even make it from oriz and dochen if you didn't let it be chametz. Who says you could? Shikarov l'chimutz, alma boli de chimutz, it does become chametz. And if it can become chametz, then you can be yotzei matzah with that kind of grain. Chametz gomer lo have, and after mina there ain't onish koris. It's not chametz gomer, then there's no isur koris like chametz nuksha. The imachlo b'shog again in the carbon. Since there's no chiyuv koris, you wouldn't bring a carbon chatas. Karamis meforish lekamei, chayevis mechala the min dogan have. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was mechadish that karamis is a kind of dogan. Not only the chameshes mine dogan, karamis also. The apple got the chalas lechem ksivba, the gomer lechem, mi lechem oni, the menachos of Perik of Ishmael, even though it says lechem, and you need, what's it called, the same kind of lechem that you could make matzah out of. Oris, mami lechem, oris is also considered lechem, because it's what's it called, so they, Who is it over here on the side?
Marav
Ramshbar. Yeah. It should say Karamis. We're not talking about Oris now. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan Ori. It was mostly Karamis as being a kind of Dagon. So it should say, Rashi should say that Oris is Lechem. That we're not discussing now. It's true, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ori. But now we're discussing Karamis. Karamis is also Lechem. Shitznisa Ketzach. Shikorin Naila. It's Neil. So there's a grain called Neil, black grain. And that grain is a shitznisa, ogulu, it's a round grain, ke'ein dochan, the shot's like millet, and it's black, and it's called neil. Lishna achrina shamati yishtadra nila. The nimtzes b'shifon. It grows together with spelt. But whenever it's another kind of grain, that Rabbi Yochanan Ori said, is considered like one of the chameshes minei dagan. It's also considered lechem. Kalnisa mak blaz. Okay, mak. Rashi, what do you say about what it is? Here he says it's ketzah. Mak. Min kamshunim. Ha'olim ha'dogat. It's a kind of weed that grows together with other grains. Mak is pargin. Perig. Whatever it is. It's not a perig, what we call perig. What's it called? Perig is poppy seed. Okay, let's go on. Amar Rabba Babar Chana Amar Ish Lakish. Isa Shinilosha B'yayin B'shemen U'tvash. If you kneaded a dough with only wine, oil, or honey. So, Ein Chayovin Al-Chimut Sokaris. Then if it becomes chametz, you're not chayv koris. Shaila is, does that mean it becomes chametz noksha, or b'chlal is not chametz? Nachayv koris, nachayv anything. Yosef Rav Papa, Rav Muna, Rav Ibn Yeshua, Kameh, Rav Idi Bar Oven, Yosef Rav Idi Bar Oven, the Komanami. So Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa were learning in front of Rav Idi Bar Oven. Rav Idi Bar Oven was dwindling. He wasn't asleep, but he wasn't awake. He was dozing off. Omer Le Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. So they were learning while he was dozing off. So Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, right, it's interesting how they were sitting there talking, and he was dozing off. He was the Rebbe. The Chora, why did they keep him up? By learning. In the Chora, they didn't keep him up. He was still dozing off. So it's reminiscent of the Maisa with the Netziv. The Netziv used to have his apartment above the Yeshiva Beis Medrash. And the noise in Valashin, they learned around the clock. They had Mishmarot. Learning. The Beis Medrash was never empty. There was always a tremendous Kol HaTorah. So they asked the Netziv, how do you sleep with all the noise? He said, a person who owns a mill, the mill makes a lot of noise. But when his mill is working, right, he can sleep because he knows that his business is going. He said, when I hear the Kol HaTorah of the Beis Medrash, that's when I can sleep. If it stops, then I can't sleep. So here also, the Stamar of Idi Barodin was able to doze off because it's Talmid and we're learning. My time with Rish Lakish. What's the reason of Rish Lakish? Why, if you mix dough with Shem and Dvash, right, you're not, what's it called? It's not Chametz. Omerlei, Domar Kralo, Sochel of Chametz. Dvarim Shadim Yotzeb and Yidei Chovas Matzah, Chayov and Achimutza Chorus. The Ha, Hoyle, they know him Yotzeb and Yidei Chovaso, Tadile Matzah Shira, and Chayov and Achimutza Chorus. So just the opposite of what we said before. If something can become chametz, there's a hetish between chametz and matzah. If something can become chametz, then you can be yotzei matzah with it. But if it's the kind of grain that even if you mix it with water will never become chametz, then you can't be yotzei matzah with that either. Similarly, if you mix one of the chametz's minim with these, with these liquids, it's matzah, but it's matzah shira. And the Torah says lechem only. So you're not yotzei matzah with this, but for a side reason. Not that it's not matzah, it's matzah shira. Still, since you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of lechem only, you're not yotzei, you're not over the isra of chametz. Or it says, Eishtei Rav Huna Barim V'Vishua Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Barim V'Vishua, Esra Papa, I'll show you not like that. That if it's only a side reason, in other words, really be'etzim, it's matzah. It's just matzah shira. Right? That you still, it's Yisr Chametz. In Cho Gimo, if you took, a piece of bread, right, or something that's lechem, and you dissolved it in water, and you swallowed it. You drank it. You drank bread after you, dissolved it in water. Im chametzu amishkaris. The amatzahu ain on yotzi dechavosu pesach. If it's chametz, you're over in ishkaris. If it's matzah, you're not yotzi matzah. Why not? Because you have to eat matzah, has to be lechem. Torah says achila by matzah. And achila's matzah has to be lechem. Lechem is not where you drink it. You can't drink lechem. Masha Enke by chametz doesn't say lechem. It just has to be achila. Shtia is achila. Drinking is also eating. Iva ha'hocha de'en on yotzei docha mosro matzah. Here's the place where you're not yotzei matzah. But not because it's not the material of matzah. It's because of a side reason. Because not lechem. Still, you're over the Yisra of chametz. Right? V'chayov ha'chametzei koresh. So you see that if it's only a side reason, it's not that this thing is not the etz of matzah or chametz, you don't make the hekesh. Isur b'hu ravidi barovin. So ravidi barovin woke up. Amar lahu darviki. Haynu time of the reish lokesh, mishum dahavi lemei peros. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're not yotzei matzah because it's etz of matzah shira. It's because it's mei peros. Mei peros ain't machitzin. And made peros, only water, when mixed with the five grains, becomes chametz. But something that has no water in it at all, fruit juices, don't become chametz. They will also become, they will become rot. It'll rot. It won't become chametz. Rashi, b'yayin b'shevin b'lo nosa b'mayim. And you didn't add any water. Because if you added water, then adarab, it could be it becomes chametz even faster. The reason is, the final reason, because may peros can't make chametz. Matzah shirov rachmonar lechemoni. The Gemara of Rapapa thought in the beginning that the reason is because you can't be yotzei matzah because it's lechem matzah shirov. It's not lechemoni. Hamichol gemo ashum lechem dimindogin koi. Any bread that you made out of one of the five minim, and you made bread out of it, and then you dissolved the bread, you liquefied the bread, and drank it, you're chayav atz chametz. Because shtiyah is kachila. Himcha tishtar nefirin, hishimcho b'mayim. You dissolved it in water. Ein adam yotzei bo yedei chavoso, t'lav derech achila ko'achalei. Because by matzah, it says that it has to be derech achila. Right? In other words, basically it has to be lechem that you eat. And the way you eat lechem is not by drinking it. By chametz it doesn't say lechem. It just says you're not allowed to eat chametz. Drinking is like eating. But drinking is not eating bread. That's not called the way to eat bread. It's not derech achila. They bring a raya from here that just like shalot did to derech achilasa. You're not yotzei. You're not over an aveira, minatora. So shalom kederech achilas, you're not yotzei mitzvah. If you ate it shalom kederech, since the Torah said you have to eat matzah, and you did it shalom kederech, that's not the derech of eating matzah by liquefying it, you're not yotzei. And therefore, they learn from all things, any mitzvah that you have to eat, if you ate it shalom kederech, you wouldn't be yotzei. They bring kashas from places, bala matzah, they swallowed matzah without chewing it. You're yotzei. What's it called? Molamor, not yotzei. So here it's not kederech achila. So some say over here, the kederech achila is not the way that you ate it. But like we said, taking matzah and liquefying it, that's not called lechem anymore. It's not the way you ate it. It's that the thing itself is not called lechem. It's a different kind of shalom kederech. But from Rashi is mashma, that the reason is not because it's not lechem, it's not the kederech of achila. It's not the normal way of eating matzah. And therefore would apply to all other avodas. One other thing they bring over here, that since it says you're not yotzei with lach metoda, right? But That's only if you made it already for Lachem. If you made it to sell, you are Yotze. So the Sefer Amnichtum brings a raya from here that matzah with melach, you're Yotze. Because korbanos, they put melach in. So if you put melach in the dough, so the Ramah says, what's it called, the Rosh says, not true. They only put melach on korbanos, the part that you're makrib on the Mizbeach. But the part that you ate yourself didn't have melach in it. And beyond that, they didn't put the melach in till they burnt it on the Mizbeach. Not lechatchila. So he says that you're not Yotzi. The Ramah says even b'di'evit. If you put salt in the dough for matzah, you're not Yotzi. And because it's not regular matzah. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings out a lot of people, all b'di'evit at least, that you're Yotzi. And there's a Rabbeinu Manoach, he says, what's it called? You can have a riot from here, another thing. Even though the minute is to bake matzah's mitzvah, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, because it's like Korban Pesach, but you see from here, you don't say, even if you didn't bake it then. Because Chalas Toda are Chometz. You had to bake the Chalas Toda on your Gimel. You couldn't bake them on your Dalet, right? Because you ate the encryption of Beis Apsul. And the only reason you're not Yotze is for side reasons, not because you didn't bake it on the 14th. You see that you can bake matzahs before the 14th of Nisan and be Yotze with them.